ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage and the WBO.
Bring it.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Yeah, let's start building some hurting bombs.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I'm the reigning, defending, undisputed for 26-plus years now, heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves. Today, I take you down current boxing history. We'll do some boxing history from 100 years ago, talking about bare-knuckle boxing to an extent. Lots of things to talk about. The world of MMA, UFC 140 last night, UFC 141 coming up on December 30th. So we've got lots of things to talk about. Let's get to the results real quick of last night. Roy Jones was the winner. Oh, my God. Yeah, beat some bum by the name of Max Alexander. Shouldn't call Max a bum. He had won 14 fights, but he lost 5 and only had 2 knockouts. So I guess Roy sort of felt he was safe there. In the main event on HBO, and we'll hear from these guys a little bit later, Lamont Peterson moved to 31-1 with 15 knockouts, a split decision winner over Amir Khan, 26-2, 18 KOs. Of course, that was for the 140-pound world title. Khan had 2 points taken away. I asked if it was home cooking. I looked at the fight. Obviously, it wasn't home cooking, but I'm trying to start a little controversy here. But the bottom line is they're probably going to do a rematch, and now Khan wants him, Peterson, to come over and fight him in England. Wouldn't do it. Beat Jim Washington. You're going to fight me again in Washington. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Next up, we'll hear from Lamont Peterson, the new junior welterweight champion of the world. We'll hear from Amir Khan, and we'll hear from my favorite guy. Well, when he isn't dressed up like a woman, Oscar De La Hoya. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Tonight on A&E, it's a 2-night movie event. Stephen King's Bag of Bones.
There's only death out there.
The horrifying secrets of Darkscore Lake have been buried for generations. Until now.
What happened between you and her?
It's not about what happened. It's about what we did.
Pierce Brosnan in Stephen King's Bag of Bones. Premieres tonight at 9, 8 central on A&E.
There you are, in a swanky bar. Your shirt is ironed perfectly, and you smell like class. There's a beautiful woman beside you. You can't hear what she's saying, and frankly, you don't care, but you smile politely when she pauses. You know what's coming next, and a gentleman never disappoints. It's a good thing you have Rock Hard Weekend. That one little pill will make sure you leave her swinging from the chandelier. Rock Hard Weekend, the ultimate male performance enhancer, can be found at your local CVS, Kroger, GNC, and many others.
Before I get back to kicking A, don't forget the website, folks, 24/7 on the web at ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing.
Important medical alert for Zoloft users.
Recent reports link the use of the antidepressant drug Zoloft during pregnancy to heart or lung problems and significant birth defects. If you or a loved one use the antidepressant drug Zoloft before or during pregnancy, and you have a child dealing with heart or lung problems, club foot, limb reduction, or other birth defects, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation and future medical expenses for your child's condition. Call now for a free case evaluation, 800-274-4713. If you or a loved one use the antidepressant prescription drug Zoloft, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-274-4713. That's 800-274-4713. Protect your legal rights today. Call 800-274-4713.
The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwalt, admitted in California, office address 4350 Executive Drive, Suite 150, San Diego, California, 92121. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by separate local counsel for principal responsibility.
Hardest hustle anything is boxing, though. I don't know what you do for a living, but pretty sure ain't nobody punching you all in your eye. I watched one fight. Roy Jones got hit so hard, my TV moved. He was asleep like he got knocked out of the club. The ref was like 241, 242. Roy was snoring. Like he was really knocked out. He was laying there so long, they had to start another fight. Roy was still there. Fighters had to dance around Roy.
The Mighty Earthquake doing Roy Jones. Of course, Roy Jones, a winner last night, as I said, over a guy named Max Alexander in Atlanta, GA. Some other results we want to talk about last night. Ray Boom Boom Batista, of course, the Filipino star, was a winner over in the Philippines. Brian Valoria successfully defended the 112-pound WBO title. Of course, Valoria, a 2000 Olympian, did not medal, was sort of expected to win the gold and didn't. And then he's come on, he's won a couple of titles at 108 pounds, but now he's at 112 pounds and successfully defended last night in an underdog role in the Philippines against a worthy challenger. I mean, no question about it. This is Ring Talk Live worldwide, but the fight we want to talk about, the fight that's got all the controversy going, of course. I'm talking about, you know, Amir Khan's split decision. Lamont Peterson's decision win over Amir Khan. And everybody's screaming. You know, both sides are screaming. Actually, the Peterson side isn't really screaming. But we'll hear what Oscar has to say about this first. Oscar De La Hoya, the promoter.
Now to the Khan-Peterson fight. Let me just say it was an amazing fight. Both fighters came out swinging. Both fighters came out with everything, put out their heart, and put it all on the line. We are very proud of both fighters. But let me just say something. That Lamont Peterson did a tremendous job. Amir Khan fought with a lot of heart and passion. I just want to throw this out, okay? That, just so you can have it, that Khan was deducted 2 points. Now, the first point, okay, we can deal with. The second point, now people are asking, scratching their head, what happened? What went on? Why was it? The deduction? What happened? So if that point isn't deducted, the fight is a draw. If the 2 points weren't deducted, then Amir Khan wins.
Yes.
So that's, I just wanted to throw that out.
How many times are you going to say that?
Golden Boy, Amir Khan, and Peterson want the rematch.
Yes. I mean, how many times, I purposely spoke over Oscar there. How many times was he going to say that? I mean, talk about a whining girl. I mean, he sounds like poor sport, Oscar De La Hoya. I've been on the positive side of some beneficial decisions, of course, against Ike Corte. Felix Sturm was an outright robbery. I can go on and on and on. And he's acting as if his guy got heisted last night in Washington, D.C., when that wasn't the case. Speaking of the guy that pulled off the upset, I'm talking about Washington, D.C.'s very own Lamont Peterson. Let's see what he had to say.
It's a great feeling right now. I'm just happy that everyone enjoyed the fight. It must have been a good fight. They're talking about a rematch already. So I'm proud of my performance. I'm proud that D.C. showed up tonight. Y'all really, you know, was pushing me on in there when things got rough. And I appreciate that. I want to thank my team. Team in purple, man. Y'all pushed me to some hard times in the gym. Y'all told me the fight was going to be this way. It was going to be rough at times. Just keep pushing through. And y'all was right. And I thank y'all for that. And I love y'all. I think the win couldn't come any other way. It's always going to be rough in there. At this level, I'm realizing that things always rough for me. You know, I never get anything easy. And so I'm always prepared for a backyard fight, and that's what it was. And I was victorious. Any questions?
Will you fight Amir Khan straight away? Or are you going to go into these kind of voluntaries and go all over the place and then fight Amir Khan? Can we get a fight straight away? Can you get straight back in there? Because that was a great fight.
Well, if it's left up to me, yeah, I fight him tomorrow. That's just me. It don't matter who I fight, when I fight him. I'm always ready to fight. And so we'll see what happens.
But you will fight him. You will fight him straight away.
Yeah, I will.
The insecure Brit there, the man in the media there, keeps saying, you are going to fight him. You are going to fight him. You are going to fight him. You know, let me tell you, the kid was a lot of hype. Coming out of the Olympics, he was supposed to be like the prodigy going in, you know, the cinch gold medal. In fact, I think him and Brian Valoria were supposed to be gold medalists, okay? But Brian didn't get the gold, and neither did Amir Khan. So two big upsets, probably two big upsets of the Olympics. No question about that in 2004. But you know, at the end of the day, Amir Khan is going to whine, he's going to moan, he's going to complain. We'll hear about it right now.
He was like, I was against him under referee. Trying to come in where he kept putting his head low, and, you know, I had to put my arm over him because, you know, he just kept going so low. And, you know, we just spoke to our boxing skills. I mean, in my eyes, I think the referee was a bit on his side. And, you know, it's true what Bernardo was saying. When you come to D.C., into someone's home state, you are 2.7 before the fight starts. I think that's what happened. But you know what? He won the fight tonight, and I'm ready for a rematch anywhere. I mean, I come to DC now. Let's take the fight to UK, and you know, let's see if he's got the same balls as me. You know, I come to his place. I mean, we all know, you know, who won the fight. I mean, even had a few of the commissions that come over to me and said that was a disgusting decision. I don't know why it took so long. If they thought he won fair and square, I don't know why it took so long from the judges to get the scorecards out there. But you know what, this is boxing. You know, just live another day. I mean, I'm going to go back to the gym, sit down with my team, see where we go from here. And I mean, a rematch is something I'm looking at, and I want it straight away. I want it next fight. I want my two titles back. And you know, we know who won that fight, and I think I'm sure everyone else knows who won that fight.
Amir Khan, of course, Amir Khan. He spells his name Amir Khan. Some people in boxing have referred to him, and I might have been the first to have done this, not claiming a copyright on it, but I said Amercon, Amir Khan, because he really hasn't lived up to the potential. I'm telling you, he was a prodigy. He was going to be like the Ray Leonard of Europe. I kid you not, the hype that was coming out of the UK on this guy was, you know, God couldn't beat him. At least couldn't outbox him. Okay, and now, you know, as I said, he's been knocked out by Bradis Prescott in a fight that he didn't want to rematch. He could have rematched this guy instantly. He didn't want to right away, but you heard him whining right now for a rematch. Okay, so a little poor sportsmanship on the part of Amir Khan. You know, I mean, the bottom line is he's used to everything being handed to him. I mean, after being knocked out by Prescott, he was still getting offers from HBO and big time TV in the UK and things like that, and in Europe and back in his native Pakistan. And, you know, I mean, the guy's got it going on as far as ratings are concerned. One of those guys across the pond that draws real well. In fact, I think he drew, as far as boxers were concerned, and take back overall fighters, MMA and boxers combined, I think he ranked about 17th in the world last year as far as hits were concerned, hits on the internet, people looking up his name. So he is a big name over there in the UK, a big name in the Middle East, and not such a big name here in the United States. I think last night's fight sort of proved that. I mean, Lamont Peterson, not the greatest fighter in the world, but a good fighter, a capable fighter. Well, I think he'll go on to become a great champion. I don't think Amir Khan was on his road. I don't know. I sort of thought for a second there, for a split second, that that knockout thing was a fluke. But he seems to be protecting that chin as much as he can. And he doesn't fight with reckless abandon. And once in a while, he used to as an amateur. I mean, he would be down or he'd be being outboxed, and you see him really put it together. Sort of like the transformation, the metamorphosis of Oscar De La Hoya from the Olympian, from the amateur fighter in 1992 into the professional in, you know, about 2000, 1999. He still wasn't all that together. I mean, Oscar wasn't the greatest mechanic in the world. He relied on his left hand. In fact, some people said he couldn't reach an orgasm with the right hand. You hear what I'm saying? That's about as much power as he had in it. But then he got Floyd Mayweather Sr. He come along, and he taught Oscar how to twist his body when you throw that right hand to get your hips and throw everything into it. So a guy that had already been boxing almost 20 years in his life was learning how to throw a better right hand. So when Oscar went out, even though he went out getting lit up by Manny Pacquiao in a fight where I never thought he landed a punch, not of significance anyway, and Manny Pacquiao ate him up for 8 rounds. Of course, that was Oscar De La Hoya's retirement party. Said he was using cocaine, said he was drinking, said he wasn't training, you know, the whole 9 yards, admitted to wearing women's clothing. It's been a good year. 2011 is probably a year that Oscar De La Hoya, probably a lot of people, look back on and say, you know, what a crummy year it was. 2011, Happy New Year 2012, because things have only got to get better. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We do have open phone lines coast to coast, Canada, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide and the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Sports Broadcast Network, and the American Forces Network.
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Toyota certified used vehicles are already incredible, but now they're getting even better because each vehicle comes with a 12-month or 12,000-mile comprehensive warranty, 7-year or 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, an 8-year or 100,000-mile factory hybrid battery warranty, and 1 year of roadside assistance. Get 2.9% APR financing for 60 months with $1,792 per $1,000 borrowed on any Toyota certified used vehicle. The best new cars make the best used cars.
Comprehensive and roadside warranty from Data Certified Purchase. See certified warranty supplement for warranty details. Powertrain warranty, whichever comes first, from original date of first use when sold as new. Financing available through Toyota Financial Services for qualified buyers only. Hybrid related components are covered for 8 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first, from original date of first use when sold as new. The HV battery may have longer coverage under emissions warranty. See owner's warranty information booklet for details. Offers vary by region. See participating dealer for details. Offers end 10/31/11.
Win NFL tickets with Toyota Techs for Ticks. Text Packers to 515-462-0888. You can see the Packers and the Bears in Green Bay.
If you are in any trouble with the IRS, this message is for you. If the IRS is garnishing your wages, sending threatening letters, placed liens on your personal property, you still have rights. Ameristar Tax Centers wants to give you free information and a free consultation to show you how to save the maximum amount of money. Our expert team of tax professionals goes to work right away to negotiate the lowest payment possible. We'll represent you before the IRS or state taxing authority. Our results speak for themselves. So call us today for a free, no-obligation, one-on-one consultation.
Be careful. The IRS can coerce you into paying more than you actually owe.
Ameristar is a certified member of the Tax Freedom Institute. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief.
So call for free information now.
800-583-1974. 800-583-1974. Help is here. Call 800-583-1974.
Yeah, Sabby's taking a little bit of a deal here.
Very heavy.
He's tapping. He just tapped.
Did he tap?
He did tap. Yeah, he did tap.
But the referee didn't see it.
Yeah, I think he just tapped.
Well, let's see how much more punishment. Now he's tapped. That's it. He's had enough of Bobby Lashley. He had to tap. He tapped about 30 seconds earlier, and a lot of damage done to the left eye of Bob Sapp.
Check it. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. We usually air every Saturday at 11.05 a.m. Pacific Time. It's 11.05 a.m. Pacific Time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and around the world, of course, on the fabulous internet at sportsbyline.com. And you can get all that information at my website, ringtalk.com. Not only do I talk it, I write it. I'm an award-winning writer. You can check out my work 24/7 at ringtalk.com. Well, last night, UFC 140 came to us from Toronto, Canada. No, Georgia St. Pierre wasn't involved, so that didn't mean it was like, you know, the biggest thing since sliced bread. Because when Georgia St. Pierre fights up in Canada, it is a big thing. In fact, it's a big thing on pay-per-view. He'll draw about 700,000 homes all by himself. And what I mean by that is, take that back, 350 by himself. These pay-per-views without him are going about 350,000 buys per pay-per-view, okay? With him, they go to better than 750,000 pay-per-views. Well, the bad news is on him, the good news is, you know, he's okay. The bad news is he's got a torn Achilles tendon, and he's going to be done for at least a year. So don't expect him to be back in the ring until the end of 2012. Taking his place as the UFC welterweight champion, that's 170 pounds, there'll be a fight in February between Carlos Condit, who was supposed to get the challenge, but then Nick Diaz stepped in, and Nick Diaz was so impressive in his win. I mean, Nick Diaz blasting away BJ Penn. Nobody thought that was going to go that way, but it did. And Nick Diaz is like the rage now at 170. He's the cult counterculture guy. I mean, he's got a medical marijuana permit. He smokes pot openly. Doesn't in training for a fight, I believe. But the bottom line is, I mean, he's just a different kind of guy. Sort of reminds me of a 1960s hippie, and I can go back that far as 1960s is concerned. But last night, UFC 140 on the line in Toronto, Canada. As I said, you know, no St. Pierre, no sold-out house. But John Jones, probably the most dominant fighter in the UFC today, or the world of MMA today. I'm talking about the 6'4 light heavyweight champion. Is 205 pounds. And get this, he's got an 84-inch reach. 84-inch reach. Makes Tommy Hearn sound like a midget. I think Tommy had an 81-inch reach. Anyway, his second defense of the 205-pound title, he beat, choked out Mr. Lyoto Machida. It wasn't a pretty fight. Sight came at 426 for round number two. Jones did get knocked off balance, and the crowd went a little crazy because, you know, he was thought to be invincible. Listen, anybody that gets hit by anybody else, whether you know you're about the same weight or bigger, you're going to get rocked. You're going to move back a little bit, you know. The guys that get brain damage, the guys that don't, guys that stand there and take more. So he didn't take but a couple of punches last night, but I'm telling you, the champion, after going downstairs and to the legs, taking him down, doing his thing on the ground, I mean, he's a bad dude all the way. Standing up, laying down, he'd be an incredible force if he was like 25, 30 pounds heavier. I mean, physically and naturally. I don't mean putting on weight on him or anything like that. But At 205 pounds, he's the perfect body, but I'm talking about as a heavyweight contender because the heavyweight division right now, it isn't the greatest in the UFC. It isn't the worst either. In fact, two big heavyweights will fight later this month. We'll talk about that in just a minute. But, you know, guys like Jones, a guy like Jones, like, you know, unbeatable. He's just unbeatable right now in the world of MMA. Of course, fighters can lose MMA fights by so many different reasons. He can submit. In other words, he can get choked on or get an arm bar, a leg bar, an ankle bar. Although I remember that was it Glenn Frey, the guy that fought Ken Shamrock in a pride fight in Japan about 15 years ago. Shamrock got him in this ankle lock, and it was a for real ankle lock, and Shamrock kept the power on, and the other guy wouldn't give up, not even with three breaks in his leg, three stress fractures in his leg caused by this ankle lock. And the bottom line is, well, you know, the world of MMA is for real, so you can lose by so many ways. Choked, you can get knocked out, you can get outpointed. They have a 10-point must system, much like boxing, and I think they sort of pick up the same thing as far as the criteria for MMA fights, of course, effective aggressiveness, effective grappling, octagon generalship, and defense. And, you know, the bottom line is when you throw those four criteria together, that's what boxing's all about. So these guys are actually using some of the boxing rules, and they get 10-9 rounds if they're not so dominant. As we talked with Dave Meltzer yesterday, the Wrestling Observer, he thought that Mauricio Shogun Rua deserved a 2-point round in his third round, in his fifth round with Matt Henderson about a month ago in San Jose. It was probably the fight of the year thus far in the world of the MMA. And I scored it a 10-8, right, 10-9 round. And now looking back on it, I think Dave may have had a point because, you know, all Dan did was cover up for the entire round. He just did. He covered up for the entire round, and he was burnt out after three. I mean, he won the first three pretty clearly in the fourth round. A guy that walks around about 240 pounds, I'm talking about Shogun Rua, and he comes down to 205, and Henderson's a guy that walks around about 203 and comes in about 203. I mean, that's his natural weight. So he's got some issues as far as size is concerned because you've got light heavyweights. Like I said, John Jones, good God, coming down to 205 pounds. I guess he would have to be cutting a little bit of weight, too, to look that lean and that cool. I mean, a lot of fighters do. That's what it's all about. Cutting weight and fighting in an artificial weight class. You have it in boxing. You have it in the MMA. And what I mean by that is when guys step in the ring or the octagon, that's what they call the cage of battle in the world of the UFC. When a guy steps into a ring, he should know what time it is. He should know what's going on. He should realize that, you know, the best way to win, of course, is the most decisive way is either by knockout in the world of MMA. It is knockout or submission. I mean, there have been some brutal knockouts. Of course, the knockout a month ago of then world heavyweight champion Cain Velasquez, that wasn't so pretty. Junior Dos Santos took him down with one right hand, and then once he got him on the ground, he sort of pounded on him a little bit like a bongo drum, and the referee stopped the fight about a minute and 4 seconds in. Of course, that was on the Fox debut. They come back on Fox. It looks like, I believe, January 28th. I'll check that date before the show's over. But that figures to be good. Guess who's coming back as well? It looks like Strikeforce will be coming back. That'll be January 7th. Strikeforce will have a fight card on January 7th. So there are different entities. The UFC, yes, they did buy Pride. Yes, they did buy the World Extreme Cage Fighting. Yes, they did buy, they bought Strikeforce for about somewhere between 30 and 40 million bucks. That's what the estimated price was. Okay, so Scott Coker and his, you know, his investors down there in Silicon Valley, they made out. But the guy that didn't, the guy that got the shaft in that whole thing was Frank Shamrock. You might remember him. I just mentioned Ken Shamrock, his stepbrother, and his adopted brother. And the bottom line was, I mean, Frank is the guy that went and came with the idea of the Strikeforce, you know, box MMA entity, the promotion, the whole nine yards. He went to Scott Coker. He convinced Scott Coker to do it. And then when Scott Coker sold this thing for $35 million, and Coker was the majority owner, he had the San Jose tourist agency or some sports organization or something like that backing him down there in association with the HP Pavilion. But when they sold this thing for $30 to $40 million, Dave Meltzer told me that, you know, Frank Shamrock didn't get a dime. So, Scott Coker, shame on you. We hope you don't have that good of a Christmas this year. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide. We do have open phone lines coast to coast, folks. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. When I come back, I'll finish up my report on the UFC. Of course, we've got a big fight December 30th. The king of the ratings. I'm talking about Brock Lesnar taking on Alistair Overeem December 30th, UFC 141. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Business owner or an individual who owes the IRS, then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Remember this name, SleepMax PM. Sleep deprivation in America is becoming a major killer, leading to a breakdown of the immune system. It also leads to bad judgment and accidents. Over-the-counter remedies can become addictive or cause increased drowsiness or headaches the next day. SleepMax PM is 100% safe and effective. It contains no drugs. If you want to wake up feeling refreshed, use SleepMax PM, nature's nighttime sleep aid. Available at all Walgreens stores and at sleepmaxpm.com.
Before we get back to any more of Ring Talk Live worldwide, don't forget the website, 24/7 on the web, ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing.
You can now hear your favorite Sports Byline USA Network shows while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available. Stitcher brings radio and podcast listeners a better way to listen to their favorite shows and helps them discover new content. Stitcher delivers personalized audio streams on demand right on your smartphone. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, WebOS phones, or your BlackBerry. Stitcher is also available in some GM and Ford dashboard systems. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! The heavyweight champion is taking the mandatory 8-count, and Foreman is as poised as can be.
One of the greatest live broadcasts in the history of sports, Howard Cosell, 1973, I believe. Might have been Jamaica. And Joe Frazier got lit up by George Foreman. Of course, George Foreman, having met him like about 6 years prior at Newman's Gym in San Francisco, George, as I knew, was a monster. I knew he had heavyweight championship potential, but I didn't think he'd go on and be smart enough to develop the George Foreman grill and make $135 million off it alone. So you wonder why he's not doing HBO broadcasts? He doesn't have to. Back to the sport of MMA. As I mentioned last night, John Jones was a winner in the main event, going to 15-1 with a round two, four minutes and 26 seconds into round number two. He takes out Laito Machida, who drops to 17-3. And Tito Ortiz, it might be the end of the road for the Huntington Beach bad boy. I mean, you've heard him on the show many times. He's married to former porn actress Jenna Jameson. They've had their controversies over the years, and the bottom line is, you know, Tito's getting up there. He turned pro like 15 years ago, at the age of 15, I think. I think he's only 33 now. Somebody told me. I think he's 33. But the bottom line is he turned pro early, and he's been a good fighter. He's been the UFC light heavyweight champion. But last night, you know, one of the Nogs beat him, so Little Nog beat him last night. And speaking of Little Nog, Big Nog, talking about the Nogueira brothers, of course, Rodrigo's Little Nog. But they were successful last night. I mean, it broke Frank Mir's arm. I mean, Frank Mir, of course, is a former UFC heavyweight champion. That was pretty crazy. UFC 140, if you get a chance to watch the replay, I think it was better at the end than it was going in. In other words, I felt better about it after watching after. So I always want to watch John Jones, no question about that. Anytime he's performing, because I think he's one of the MMA greats of maybe a long, long time. He might be. He has the potential to sort of become the Muhammad Ali of MMA. But there's so many ways to lose. That's the big thing. There are so many ways to lose that, you know, you just can't stay undefeated in the world of MMA. Now, on December 30th, that's Friday night. We know Saturday night we're going to have a big boxing card. We'll get to that in just a second. But the UFC card, Friday night, on pay-per-view, December the 30th, will feature, of course, Brock Lesnar, the twice-beaten former UFC heavyweight champion. Of course, the man that held the WWE championship. He's a monster. He's 265 pounds. I was of the opinion that he'd never be beat. I mean, that's how good he was. I thought he was just so awesome and so amazing and so physically imposing that nobody could outdo him. And, you know, Cain Velasquez took real good care of him and, you know, knocked him out, had him running. Shane Carwin turned him around. So we sort of figured that Brock Lesnar, maybe he didn't have the huge heart that we thought he had matching that 265-pound body. But the bottom line is he's back in action. He's the king of the ratings as far as the UFC is concerned. He's taking on Alistair Overeem, who's got on a hell of a roll. The guy hasn't lost in like 4 years. And he was the Strikeforce heavyweight champion. Of course, Strikeforce, I mentioned earlier, being bought up by the UFC. The UFC owns right now Strikeforce, World Extreme Cage Fighting, and there's one other small brand, I think, that they bought up. I can't think of the name of it. That's how insignificant it was. But they've bought up a lot of the world of MMA. And that means that Dana White, one guy in particular, is controlling the world of MMA. And, you know, some people have issue with that. And I call him the czar, the MMA czar, because he gets what he wants. He's an honest guy, a little tough to get on the radio once in a while because he drops the F-bomb so many times. You got to have Scott Cuddy sitting over there on the six-second delay. But the bottom line is, you know, he is the most powerful man in the world of MMA right now. And do I think that he can get any more powerful? You know, this $100 million deal they just signed, the UFC, with Fox TV, and as I said, the second card comes January 28th. This is worth $100 million for 7 years. That's a lot of money. And evidently, they're going to show 2,000 hours, Fox is, of USC broadcasting in 2012. 2,000 hours. Holy cow. I mean, they're going to show the vast libraries, of course, that the USC has gotten together when it was bought up, Pride and things like that. Of course, the Pride really was whooping when it came to the world of MMA. It was sort of like the premier organization out of Japan. They fought out of a ring. Fedor was over there for a while. Shamrock was over there for a while. Ortiz, I think, fought in Pride. A lot of guys fought in Pride. Okay, and then they came over stateside and, you know, fought here for the UFC. And as UFC evolved into a billion-dollar business, folks, that's what it's worth right now. $1 billion. Because as Dave Meltzer said on yesterday's show, Dave Meltzer, of course, the great man, the great the iconic rider. He's going to go down as one of the great all-time riders, just as Frank DeFord said it, of the formerly of the USA Today and Sports Illustrated. No, but I said it long before that. He's going to go down as one of the great riders. I mean, he really has got that weekly Wrestling Observer Hotline, and it's just got it going on. If you want to watch that online, you don't even have to wait for it to come in the mail. I prefer the hard copy, and then when it comes in the mail. But, you know, Meltzer's got different opinions on MMA, and a lot of that comes from his insight. I mean, he knows a lot. So Brock Lesnar, Alistair Overeem, and he didn't give me a prediction of a winner on that one yesterday, but I'm going to have to go with Brock Lesnar. And not by much, though. I would figure he'd be like an 8-5 favorite, being the physical specimen that he is. And Overeem's a big guy, and I guess he can get roided up or do whatever he can before the fight. But the bottom line is, I think Alistair Overeem is not at the level of a puncher and a more powerful guy than Brock Lesnar is. And I think power is going to win this fight. In that case, that takes place December the 30th on pay-per-view. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Network and, of course, the American Forces Network. We do have open phone lines coast to coast, Canada, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Switching to the sport of boxing, okay, no question about this. Miguel Cotto is in a position where he can really call the shots. I mean, coming off that big win over Antonio Margarito, of course, one of the few guys to beat him, and now everybody's saying that for sure Margarito's wearing some type of enhancement in his hand wraps. Of course, the ones that he was caught with prior to Shane Mosley had been used before, and they were KKA plaster of Paris pads. So, you know, he had some mean intentions to do those things in a professional boxing match. I mean, it's in California here, it's assault with a deadly weapon. Because to commit assault with a deadly weapon, all you have to do is make the attempt coupled with the present ability. Well, obviously, with that one hand already wrapped and them just waiting to put a glove on it, and he was wrapping the other hand, and they found the plaster of Paris pad in Javier Capello's, that was his trainer, found it in his pocket, the one for the other hand. So he was going to load up both hands and go out there and fight Mosley. And, you know, the big fights that he had, you got to look back on them now with a whole lot of suspicion and think, did he even win them? Because if his hands were loaded all along, at least for the last 5-6 fights, because that's where they see his fights, his power seemed to come into play. I mean, he beat Kermit Citron. He knocked off Jorge Lujan's ear almost. He was scoring some punches, some knockouts where before he was just overwhelming guys with lots of punches. Okay, now of course Margarito's calling for a third fight with Cotto. I think he thinks he's Ali and Frazier. Not quite, pal. We want you to go away. And go away fast. You made enough money, a cheater, a known, a confirmed, an admitted cheater. Okay, him in his corner, no question about it. All right, tried to cheat against Shane Mosley, so they're convicted. I mean, this is no doubt about it. There's no way you can say they haven't been before. They have been before the jury of the American public. And anybody that's looked into that knows anything about boxing is you are committing the ultimate if you were to load your hands when you're fighting another fighter. To load your hands is the ultimate. I mean, there's no more capital crime. If you went across the ring and stabbed a guy with a knife, I think you would have less of an emphasis on the sport than loading up the hands. And, of course, that's what we think Antonio Margarito did. Last week, Miguel Cotto won a TKO in 10. He's now 36-2, 30 KOs. Talking about taking on, Junior. No, not Hector Camacho Jr., Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., what's he like, 44 or 43-0-1, something like 34 KOs. Okay, the WBC, excuse me for a second, 160-pound champion, the guy that weighs in at 160 and then comes into the ring at 180. So, you know, that seems to be Cotto's big, big money fight. They think they can put that together and make some big money. But, you know, the guy that's getting screwed here is the real world middleweight champion. You know, I mean, Sergio Martinez. I mean, he is. I mean, you think about it. They splintered the title off. Martinez won the title. The WBC decided we're going to call Martinez champion emeritus or something like that. Give him some special honor, okay? Give him a golder belt, if you can do that, a more gaudy belt, okay, than the green WBC belt. So then they hold a vacant title bout for the 160-pound crown, and they put in their favorite son, Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., who is obviously the son of Julio Cesar Chavez Sr., of course, the man that won championships at 126, 130, 135, and 140, I believe. Yeah, he did. Anyway, the bottom line is, you know, Chavez Sr. could really fight. Chavez Jr., he's okay. I mean, he throws decent punches, this and that, but I just think he's got a weak upper body, and he's been the beneficiary of some selective matchmaking. When you make all these matches for the same guy and you know what his weaknesses are and you really haven't got him, how can I put this? I mean, he hasn't been in there with any killers. He needs a couple of killers. I'd like to see him fight James Kirkland. Okay, of course, James Kirkland, the once defeated, bang, by a knockout, junior middleweight contender. I think he was fighting at 160 that night, but now he's back down to 154. He's on a bit of a roll after beating Alfredo Angulo a few weeks ago on HBO in Mexico. But now he has turned down a fight with Austin Trout. Yeah, Austin Trout, of course, the WBA super welterweight champion, the man that Miguel Cotto has mandated to fight, but he's not going to fight him. He's not going to fight the 24-year-old young man with a record of 24 and zip, I believe he's got one draw and like 14 KOs. He's, of course, out of New Mexico. Bob Spagnuolo manages him. He's a nice young man. He's a good fighter. He's a southpaw, and he's dangerous. He'll make anybody look bad, okay? If not beat anybody, make anybody look bad. He has the Pernell Whitaker potential here, except Pernell Whitaker with a little bit more pop, and he's willing to step in and do it a little bit more. Pernell was like an artist. He was painting a picture for 12 rounds. I mean, he was looking at 12 rounds no matter what. I mean, yeah, he knocked out guys like Juan Nazario with one punch. I almost drowned in my soda drinking. I was drinking a sip of soda as I was watching him do this ringside. Boom, one punch. Nazario was dead. Of course, I mean, that was the only one-punch knockout I think Pernell Whitaker ever scored. But right now, there's some good things in boxing, and the artist Austin Trout's a good thing right now. I think Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. would be a good thing had he stepped up and fought somebody decent. But they handed him this title in a very suspicious manner. And, of course, the WBC, the World of Bunko and Chicanery, that's what I call it, the World Boxing Council, was founded in Mexico. It's run in Mexico. And if you remember about 6 or 7 years ago, Gianfranco Roccagnini was the light heavyweight champion. They took the championship from him for no apparent reason other than they wanted to give it to Roy Jones and the aforementioned Roy Jones. And so they give the title to Roy Jones. He sues them. They win this huge lawsuit, like $5 million or $6 million in damages, and then $24 million in punitive damages. So we're talking about $30 million. So he ends up realizing, you know, the WBC hasn't got $30 million, so they'll declare bankruptcy, and I'll be screwed. All right, so what he did was he settled for them. I think they were supposed to make him payments that are quarterly. Some of his quarterly payments have not come in. He's a little bit upset about that, I'm told. And, you know, when you think about the fact that he settled for somewhere around $3 to $5 million from a suit where he had been awarded $30 million, I think that Roccagnini did the right thing. I think he's a good guy, and I think the WBC screwed him. They just took his championship. I mean, it'd be like if you went to work 9 to 5 and you showed up tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock and somebody else was sitting in your seat. That's just what they just took it. That's why the WBC is the World of Bunko and Chicanery. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. Remember when we met, we listened to the radio. Tune in the stylistics and dance out on the patio.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95.
This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700. For Barron's, see what others don't.
I'm Scott Carter, CEO of Goldline, and I'm here with Todd Eink, who, like many of our Goldline clients, diversify their portfolio with gold and silver. Todd, tell us why you started investing in precious metals.
Well, Scott, I've owned several successful businesses with much of the proceeds vested solely in stock and real estate. I felt the need to search for other means of diversifying my portfolio.
How did you find Goldline?
I researched the marketplace and decided to call Goldline based on its credibility and reputation.
Goldline is a solid company with a 50-year track record of helping clients like Todd.
I have a very broad portfolio of stocks, real estate, and precious metals. With everything I've built professionally, I believe gold offers diversity for me and my family.
Todd's Goldline story is just one of thousands across the country. Call Goldline today and learn how gold can be a part of your future and your family's future.
Call 1-800-278-5077 for your free investor kit. Call 1-800-278-5077. That's 1-800-278-5077.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Man, let them horns play. Those are the horns of the mighty Tower of Power, folks. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. I want to say hello to my folks in Memphis, Tennessee, listening this afternoon on Sports 56, WHBQ, of course, Voice of the Fan. I hope you're the voice of Ring Talk. Give me a call sometime. 1-800-878-7529 is 1-800-878-PLAY. Well, lots of things to talk about. First of all, I talked about the world of bare-knuckle boxing at the beginning of the show, and Bobby Gunn had a street fight, per se, with a young man that could fight a little bit, but the bottom line is, you know, it was an illegal fight, and there was none of the doctors or none of the officials, none of the stuff that, you know, we would have expected in the past because, you know, they tried to do these things legitimately. So he did this illegitimately, and I think it may come back and bite him in the butt because it just may. I think that, you know, unless he goes to an Indian reservation where they have their own commission, he might be in a little bit of trouble with the Association of Boxing Commission. So good luck to you on that one. I mean, I'm a proponent for bare knuckle boxing. Nobody's ever died from bare knuckle boxing, okay? It's the gloves that kill people. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't forget, this is a special edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. If you want to catch us each week, you can do so Saturday mornings, 11:05 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline, Sports Byline Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network. And check us out 24/7 on the web, iTunes, and ringtalk.com. That's ringtalk.com. Until next week, peace, love, lots of respect. Thanks for listening.